Welcome to another episode of the ELARPA podcast. This is story time. Every so often we like sharing stories that we've written. And the story today is called Dog and Girl. There is a dog in it, a very big dog, and you will see that it's a lot bigger than the girl, and you will find out why. That morning, she just as have opened her left eye, woken up by the constant pounding in her head. It had taken her several minutes to realize that that deafening noise that took everything over and prevented her from thinking clearly was actually, and for once, happening outside and not inside her mind. In fact, once she managed to isolate that sound, she realized that the massive weight that recently came over her in the mornings seemed to have somewhat diminished. She closed her eye and opened it again, as she verified that that anguished nausea was not absorbing her entirely. She approached that reality nervously, like a little girl, giggling at the sight of a dog much bigger than her. I'm curious. It seems nice, but should I trust it? Just in case, she decided to keep her distances and smile at it from afar. Very often, she let herself be wrapped by a budding feeling, which soon could turn into tiny screams of joy inside. However, experience had taught her to be cautious, so as to avoid that ever so frequent fast swinging between opposite ends of the happiness spectrum. Any kind of prompt, which would no doubt arrive, would be enough to remind her of that stabbing pain. So she better exercise some prudence. She found this so-called virtue rather a destroyer of feelings, and that disgusted her. For that reason, no matter how many times it appeared in her mind, she just reluctantly accepted her presence. Just like a person who spots someone they don't want to speak to in the same room as them. They acknowledge them by moving their eyes down slightly, only to then focus on ignoring the discomfort of having to share space with them. She also felt guilty for digging deeper into her mind, trying to find that vanished anguish, feeling that if she didn't retrieve it, her existence was somehow too easy. But considering that she didn't need to dig very deep to come across guilt anyway, it didn't make a great deal of difference, really. This thought was sponsored by a large dose of sarcasm, even more so as it was a reminder of an instance not long before then, where she had confidently stated she had left all her guilt behind. For, as long as our mind's wandering is geared into a routine, it is easier to ignore our own little demons and to feel we are giants, sometimes, or at least human in size. So, who were we in reality? Those who, carried away by the fast-paced day, managed to feel worth it and stare at their goals right in the eye? Or those who, giving one restful minute of silence, got lost in that quietness and only saw horizon in front of them and no path leading to it? So I hope you enjoyed the story and that if you weren't having a very good week for any reason or you found it hard to get up this morning, that maybe this story has helped you feel a little bit better.